Bishop Michael Saltarelli, Monsignor Tom Sini, and Monsignor John Barris left last weekend for the Vatican for the diocese ad limina visit. This past Tuesday morning, I recorded the following interview with Monsignor Barris from Rome. Good morning, Monsignor.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you today?
Very good, thanks.
If you would, please tell our listeners, what is an ad limina?
Ad limina, the literal translation is toward the threshold of the apostles, and it's really, it's a part of canon law that every bishop throughout the world, every 5 years, travels to Rome in order to meet the Holy Father, to renew his bonds with the Holy Father, and to have different meetings in the Roman Curia, and to celebrate masses at the major basilicas. Mm-hmm. It's really a concrete expression of one of our core Catholic, Roman Catholic beliefs about the See of Peter, that and the important role of the Vicar of Christ in terms of being in the magisterium in regard to faith and morals in our church and leadership. And it's been a beautiful experience so far, even though we're right just about coming to the midpoint of it. On Monday morning, all the bishops gathered around Cardinal Keeler, who celebrated a mass at the altar of the tomb of St. Peter. And Cardinal Keeler preached very beautifully about, he emphasized in his homily, the strength that the Lord gave to Peter, even in all of his weaknesses and in his impetuosity, mm-hmm. in order to be the rock of the church. And his message to his fellow bishops was really a message of encouragement and trust in the Lord, even during the different challenges that they faced the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was particularly inspirational to be really at the tomb of St. Peter. And it's always also very powerful to see the historicity of the church, that idea, that mark of the church, that it is apostolic, that it goes directly back to St. Peter. So in the contemporary age, when we hear about the bogus fictional history proposed by such books as the Da Vinci Code, whenever we come to Rome and look at the excavations, go to the tomb of Peter, it's always a great inoculation against false fictional histories, and renews our real confidence in the promises of Christ as they've been given to the church.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Archbishop of Baltimore, Cardinal Keeler. You are in Rome with other bishops from our region, are you not?
Exactly, Bob. It's Region 4, which includes Cardinal McCarrick of Washington, Cardinal Keeler of Baltimore, and their auxiliaries, mm-hmm. as well as Bishop Schmidt of Wheeling, Charleston, West Virginia. And Bishop Sullivan is here for the Diocese of Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just wonderful to see the bishops together, and to just the strength that they draw from each other is wonderful. And, of course, our own bishop, just with his wonderful sense of humor and just his relational charisms, just has a wonderful time with his fellow bishops.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, an interesting thing, too, at that Mass at the altar of the tomb of St. Peter, after the Mass, Archbishop John Foley, who is the chair of the Pontifical Council of Social Communications, came up to Bishop Saltarelli and gave him a wonderful public compliment in front of his other bishops about his recent pastoral letter entitled Contemplating the Face of Christ in Film.
Wow.
And he really I know that's one of Archbishop Foley's key concerns. Obviously, it's the core of social communications in the present day, and I think he really wanted to compliment the bishop because it's such an important part of contemporary culture, and I think the bishop really addressed a topic that was so pertinent. Another thing, too, I know, in recent conversations, Archbishop Foley has expressed to Bishop Saltarelli, part of our own Wilmington heritage in terms of Catholic communications. A woman who many of you know, Dorothy Arthur, who was one of the founding people along with Monsignor Paul Taggart of the Catholic Forum on the Air. Dorothy Arthur was in part responsible for helping Archbishop Foley as a young priest to get involved in the field of television and radio. So I thought that was particularly interesting, that here's this head of the Pontifical Council of Social Communications tracing back his beginnings to, to some extent, some key figures in the Diocese of Wilmington.
Yes, we owe Dorothy Arthur and her colleagues a great debt of gratitude for starting this radio program back in the late 1930s and 1940s. Her efforts are certainly bearing fruit here in the Diocese of Wilmington, and from what Archbishop Foley has said, her efforts have been fruitful on an international level as well. What else is happening this week, Monsignor?
Bob, there's lots of meetings with various Roman dicasteries, the pontifical councils, mm-hmm. congregations such as the Congregation for the Clergy, Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and the groups of bishops go, and the two cardinals go and meet with the various heads of these various Roman dicasteries, and it's mutually beneficial, Bob. Mm-hmm. The head of the dicastery gets a chance to hear the perspectives of bishops in a particular part of the world, in a particular part of the United States, and they get firsthand feedback about various policies, various directions, those types of things. Also, for obviously for our own bishops in the United States, it's very helpful for them to be in touch with the head of the dicasteries to see what they're thinking and to have, some frank discussions. Mm-hmm. For instance, on Monday morning, the bishops and the cardinals met with Cardinal Arinze from the Congregation of Worship and the Sacraments, mm-hmm. and they had some very nice discussions about a document involving the liturgy that was released just last Friday, mm-hmm. and there were some good exchanges there. Also on Monday afternoon, the cardinals and the bishops went over to Villa Richardson, which is the home of Ambassador Nicholson, who is the United States Ambassador to the Holy See. And it was very nice. Ambassador Nicholson gave a very nice introduction in terms of his role mm-hmm. as the Ambassador to the Holy See for the Bush administration and a little bit about the history of an ambassador to the Holy See mm-hmm. from the United States. And then there were some very good exchanges between the cardinals, the bishops, and Ambassador Nicholson and his staff. They touched on topics such as the Iraq War, hunger and AIDS initiatives in Africa, immigration issues affecting Central and South America, sanctity of human life issues, stem cell research, all of those kind of issues of the day, and also a number of issues concerning the Middle East, Israelis, and Palestinians, and it was just people like Cardinal McCarrick and Cardinal Keeler have so much global experience in these areas, and it was just a very profitable exchange and very stimulating, and everyone really left very positively.
In case you're just tuning in, we're talking with Monsignor John Barris from the Vatican. I'm Bob Krebs, and this is Catholic Forum. Monsignor, in advance of this trip to Rome, you prepared a comprehensive report on the status of the Diocese of Wilmington. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's called a quinquennial report based mm-hmm. on a Vatican questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of different parts of the report that cover everything from parish life to the ministry of the bishop. And obviously we got a lot of help from different department heads, office heads, people at parishes. And so everyone in the diocese really had an input in terms of this quinquennial report. And Bob, firsthand just how important it was to the bishop that this quinquennial report was put in the hands of the people of the diocese. Mm-hmm. He shared it directly with pastors, he gave each pastor a copy of this quinquennial report, asking them to share it with their pastoral council, with their finance council, with key lay leaders in their parish, and really, there are pastors who have put it in the bulletin that anyone who would like to see the quinquennial report is most welcome. I think that what's helpful about the quinquennial report, it gives the diocese a chance to, in a certain sense, make a good examination of conscience about our ministry, mm-hmm. our spirit of evangelization, and our spirit of stewardship. And it gives the diocese to get a good look at the last, in this case, 6 years of our diocesan ministry. And it was a very, very good process, and I think we were all very pleased with the report and really what it showed.
How is this quinquennial report used?
Bishop Saltarelli delivered it directly to the nuncio in Washington mm-hmm. in late January. And my understanding is that the different parts of the report are immediately distributed to the Roman congregations. For mm-hmm. instance, the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith has been working with the various reports in regard to clergy sexual abuse. And the bishop's reports on that would have gone directly to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Anything in regard to the life of priests would be Congregation for Clergy. Different parts of our evangelization strategy would go to, you know, Congregation for Evangelization. And there's obviously a lot of, you know, good give and take that occurs. Also, the last time the bishop came for his quinquennial, the Holy Father asked him really two questions during their time together, their 15 minutes together. He wanted to know about the progress of Hispanic ministry in the Diocese of Wilmington, and with the help of a vibrant Hispanic apostolate, I think we've made some wonderful progress. We still have a lot of progress to make, but, you know, when you look back over the 6 years, with the help of many very talented people, we made great progress there. And also, he was very interested in priestly vocations, and in recent years, we've made some nice strides there. So that's, you know, very well, it'll be interesting to see what the Holy Father and some of his staff raises this year with the bishop.
Now, you mentioned the Pope. A little later on this week, Bishop Saltarelli will have a meeting with the Holy Father. Will this be a private meeting?
It used to be private, Bob, but obviously with the health issues that the Holy Father faces, now it's my understanding is it's about four bishops at a time.
I see.
With their you know, each bishop brings in a couple of priests and seminarians that are accompany them, and there's obviously opportunity for individual pictures with the Pope as well. So it's not quite as extensive as it used to be.
Have you had a chance to see the Holy Father yet?
I saw him from a distance. We came in on Sunday morning, Bob. We arrived at 7:45 and we came right over to North American College, and there was a beatification occurring at St. Peter's Square of four Salesian nuns and one Salesian priest. And so Bishop Saltarelli, Monsignor Cini, and I were able to walk down to the St. Peter's Square and observed just a small part of the beatification ceremony. So we did see the Holy Father from a distance that day, and it looks like most likely we will see him on Thursday morning. So we're really looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, terrific. Now, Monsignor, will you have any time to have any fun while you're in Rome?
Actually, we had a wonderful dinner last night after our time with Ambassador Nicholson at the Villa Richardson with Bishop Olivier, the auxiliary bishop of Washington, who was just a beautiful, beautiful priest. And we really had a nice discussion with him. And then afterwards, Monsignor Cini and I, after we dropped the bishops off at the North American College, we asked Monsignor Barry Nestout, who is Cardinal McCarrick's secretary, to join us for a power walk around Rome at night. We left about 10 o'clock, and we walked to the Piazza Navona, and walked over to the Spanish Steps. We took a little detour to Giolitti's, which has the best gelato in Rome, and then ended up at the Trevi Fountain, and just had a wonderful walk. It's so nice to see Rome both during the day and also at night. The night gives you really a nice perspective on Rome as well.
Now, you've lived in Rome, haven't you?
Yes, I was there from 1996 to 1999 doing a doctorate, a license in canon law, and then I did a, wrote a dissertation, a doctorate in spiritual theology.
I suppose it's like returning home for you.
It really is, and it's almost as if you never left. And I think that's the feeling any Catholic should have when they come to Rome. And Bob, I think one thing I'd like to emphasize, our Chancery office really wants to go the extra mile with pilgrims to Rome, people who want to go to Rome. We want to be able to help you in terms of to arrange audience tickets. We want to be able to help you to take the scavi tour. The Italian word scavi means excavations. It refers to the excavations that were started in 1938 by Pope Pius XII, which excavations which lead really to what scholars believe is the tomb of St. Peter, and which shows very dramatically our belief, you know, in the historicity of the Church, the and the fact that the Church goes directly back to the apostles and Peter and Christ himself.
That's terrific. Anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
Just, it's just been a great time. It's, you know, we have a couple more days to go. And I guess for me personally, it's just wonderful to see Bishop Saltarelli here in Rome and just with his fellow bishops. And, you know, he has a special relationship with Cardinal McCarrick. They work very closely together in their days together in Newark, New Jersey. And it's just great to see the bishop and his great sense of humor and his great spirit with his fellow bishops, and it'll be especially great to see him with the Holy Father.
Monsignor John Barris, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us on the telephone from Rome. Have a great remainder of your trip. Please give our best regards to Bishop Saltarelli and to Monsignor Sini, and we look forward to seeing you when you return home.
Thank you, Bob.